Steve, man. What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. I am so excited to see you guys. Thanks for joining me today. Welcome people in the chat. I always love to see them fill up in the chat. So hey, if you are have been a longtime viewer of this show but never been in our friend circle, come on over. Join our chat. We would love to welcome you to our friend circle. We're here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at Rumble, or Tuesday, Thursday, 2 p.m. Eastern right here on Rumble. So we would love to welcome you to our chat. So go ahead and do that. I love this because Dan Nunn raids into us Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then we raid into the Michael Schwartz Show. And then Tuesday, Thursday, we go to God Signpost, then we go to Handy News, and then they come right in and raid into the Amber May Show. I love it. I just love this. So yeah, we can't wait to have you join us on a friend circle. So welcome guys to the Amber May Show. A lot to talk about today. I'm going to get into an inconvenient truth. I wanted to talk about that for a couple days now. I'm so glad one of our chat members, Cannabis Connoisseur, alerted me to that article in the Gateway Pundit. I watched the film. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. So thank you, Cannabis, and for giving me that information. Then we're going to be talking about, the shutdown. We're still in a shutdown right now. The government, like Democrats, want to blame the Republicans, but there was a vote that took place and we still didn't get enough votes. We need so many votes from the Democrat to open the government. So they're still voting no in unison. The government's still shut down. Now, it really doesn't affect me at all. I honestly don't care too much that the federal government shut down, but there are people that do care. And if it's a matter of national security, you know, I want to make sure my troops are paid. I want to make sure that the Coast Guard's paid. Do the Democrats really care? I know the women, infant, and children is being funded by, Donald Trump, not the Democrats. So do the Democrats really care about the people? Well, we're going to explore that, as well as some news on Letitia James. I told you guys a while back, she has been harboring a convicted felon in her house. And when I was reading that article to you way back, I don't know why she wasn't convicted back then of harboring a felon. You and I do that, we get jail time. So we're going to talk about that. Lots to talk about. Like, share, subscribe, repost the show. I'd really appreciate it. Hey, I would love for you to join us in our premium. We had an excellent premium yesterday. I had two men who fled from communist China. They live in California. They're fighting to keep California capitalistic because they have said it has turned communist. And they share their story of what they went through being communist, but you wouldn't have heard that unless you're a premium subscriber. So right below, make sure you become a Rumble premium subscriber for $10 a month. If that's too much money, right here in the Rumble chat, go ahead and subscribe to this channel for $5 a month so you never miss an episode. Well, hey, I have so much to go through, and I know Dr. Mike's right after the show, so I don't want to keep you guys waiting. I have a lot to talk about. Like, share, subscribe, repost if you like it. I always add more content. Join me on Telegram at The Amber May. Show me on True Social, Amber May. Frank Social, Amber May. Pickaxe.com. Follow me there. The link is in the description. My Discord server is also in the description below, so follow me on Discord. Well, let's get the show on the road. I can't wait to get to the headlines.
On The Amber May Show, the truth runs deep. Fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand. A voice for the people across this land. Children stolen, lives betrayed. She won't back down, she's lighting the way. A beautiful warrior with faith so bright. Holding the line in this endless fight. On The Amber May Show, the truth runs deep. Fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand. A voice for the people across this land.
Well, welcome back to another episode of The Amber May Show. Glad you guys are joining me today. I got my YouTube channel back. Surprise, surprise. So interesting. We'll see if we can't bring people over from YouTube over to Rumble. I want to talk about a little bit about Arizona news really quick. I know not a lot of you are from Arizona, but there are some that listen to this program from Arizona, and I want to bring some Arizona news. I was Last night at my legislative district meeting, I'm a precinct and state committeeman here in Arizona, and I love it because we have a couple of things that are being discussed right now, and I don't know that all of this is statewide. It could be just related to Maricopa County. Not exactly sure, but I think this is a Maricopa County thing. I think most of what I'm going to talk about in this for this few minutes has to do with Maricopa County specifically. But there is a proposition going around, and as people like to manipulate elections and signs, and they go for the low vote because they know people aren't going to really look into it. There's a proposition going around that's Prop 409, and they're saying that we need 409. They kind of showed up out of nowhere, these people, to do this proposition for Valleywise, and the signs say vote yes on 409 and add mental hospitals to the Valley. That's what it says, and so it sounds good on the sign. When you look into it, now we didn't go into great detail. There's going to be like a campaign going out with the Maricopa County Republicans about this. And for the first, maybe not the first time, but it feels like the first time, because you know how our side is. We never agree fully 100% on anything. But the Maricopa County Republicans are in 100% lockstep with voting no against this resolution. First of all, they didn't have to collect signatures from the voters. So I don't know how this company was able to get this initiative, say that three times fast, on the ballot, not sure, without signatures, but somehow they were able to weasel their way to get this Prop 409 on the ballot. Now, it is the average cost for someone at the hospital to get reimbursed, what our Republican, Maricopa County Republicans were saying, is about $1 million to $1.5 million. What Valleywise charges is about $2.2 million, so double. And what they do is most likely they're serving illegal immigrants. Some of them are legal, and these people provide free healthcare. They put two taxes on our properties to provide this free healthcare to illegals and legal citizens, too. I know some citizens that get free healthcare through this company. But what they also do is they encourage gender dysphoria, chemical castration. There's two locations that they provide gender affirming care and sex change hormones. And so they also are recognized as the LGBTQ plus healthcare equality leader for the last 4 years. So the signs that they put out everywhere, and they caught the Republicans off guard. We had no way to really combat this. We have had no time to put signs up around the valley. So this is a hard no. If you live in the Maricopa County area, I do not believe this is statewide. I don't know that for a fact, but I think this is more county related. They're going to add a third tax to our property if this passes. The other thing that's going around right now is the overrides. They want the school districts here. They want another override. And what they're claiming, and the Republicans are for this, the Republicans that sit on the school boards are for this. Our Republican mayor in Peoria, he came to speak at our LD meeting, and he is for this, and I am not. And I'm not for the overrides for this reason. What they're saying is they need overrides for law enforcement in the schools, and they need overrides for special education because they're losing their special ed teachers. And so they're seeing a decrease in special education teachers, and they want to have more law enforcement in the state. Am I against those two things? Absolutely not. But we already have a workaround without raising taxes. It's just that the public schools want to keep all the people still in public schools. And aren't we as Republicans been talking about getting your kids out of public education? Well, my husband, there's a grant out with the superintendent of public instruction. And he, if you ask for a law enforcement officer to come to your school through his grant program, you will get a law enforcement officer to your school. And it's not going to raise taxes because the money's already there to pay the law enforcement officer. So that's one workaround right now. When everyone is strapped for cash, raising taxes isn't the way to go, especially when my private school does so much more with their dollars than the public schools. I want an audit of the public schools. Where's our tax money go? That 50% of the Arizona state budget goes to public education. The other part of the state runs on the other 50%. That's a huge number. That's a huge amount of money where the school system takes half of the state budget, and the state has to run on the other 50%. I want an audit of where is the tax money going when it lands, and I want a really good audit, like detailed audit. What is the wasteful spending? What we want, I want a DOGE for our public education, because there's wasteful spending going on. And if they didn't spend their money on those kind of things, then they could, without raising taxes, provide more law enforcement officers to the schools. The other thing is there's a shortage, according to the school board and according to the mayor, there's a shortage of special ed teachers. Well, Arizona has what is called the Empowerment Scholarship of Arizona, which allows the money to follow the kids. So public schools could say, well, we don't have special ed for your student, but you can get this ESA and go to a specialized school that is very specific to your child's needs. We have all kinds of autism schools here in the state, and you could take your ESA money and go to a school that specializes in special needs. Public school won't tell the parents that. So these are two workarounds where there's already money allocated for this, where we don't have to raise our taxes. So right now we have this property tax thing with 409, vote no. And then we have these overrides in certain districts in the Phoenix area. I'm a no vote on that. And all the Republicans are on board. I'm like, I know it only takes a handful. The Democrats are always going to vote yes on it every time. And it's the Republicans that end up stopping it. But if you have just a handful of Republicans voting for the overrides, it's going to pass. So I anticipate my taxes going up. Not really happy about that. That's enough for Arizona news for you. I'm sorry if that bored you, but I just think it's important to have this opportunity on the show to speak about things happening here. And there are people that listen to my show that live here. So thank you for giving me that opportunity. I wanted to share this article with you because you guys know how I feel about vaccines. And this is going to be on my website. I'm going to put this on my website. So the bombshell vax versus unvax study finally sees light of day as the results are staggering. And this is from the Gateway Pundit. And they were talking about Adele Bigtree's video of an inconvenient study. So this is Dr. Marcus Zervos, and he's an infectious disease doctor, and he was the one featured in the film, kind of. You'll have to watch the film to find out more. But the health journalist and film producer, Dill Bigtree, has just released his new film, Inconvenient Study, which follows Bigtree's year-long exchange with Dr. Marcus Zervos. He's the head of infectious disease at the Henry Ford Health in Detroit, a doctor who is about a pro-vaccine as they come. So he has a great background, and you can learn more about him in the film. But yeah, fantastic background. In 2016, Dr. Zervos crossed paths with Bigtree, who urged him to take on something public health had avoided for decades, a study comparing the health outcomes of vaccinated and unvaccinated children. Dr. Zervos agreed, determined to prove Bigtree and other vaccine skeptics wrong. At the time, he vowed whatever the results, they get published. Both the buried study and the film are now available for everyone to see. I'm going to show you a clip of that. Before diving into Zervos' finding, the film laid out prior evidence raising serious questions about vaccine safety. One striking example came from Dr. Peter Abbey. Once a vaccine believer, Dr. Abbey became a skeptic after discovering that the DTP vaccine helped promote for African children that led to 2.3 times higher mortality among the vaccinated. Decades after launching the DPT program in Guinea, Dr. Abbey realized only half the children there had received the shot, giving him a perfect comparative study between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. The DTP vaccine did protect against diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, but there was also more than a twofold increase in overall mortality. The results stunned Abbey, who now speaks openly about what he discovered. It's important to recognize that no routine vaccine was tested for overall effect on mortality in randomized trials before being introduced. I guess most of that we know what our vaccines are doing. I should say that again. I'm sorry. It is important to recognize that no routine vaccine was tested for overall effect on mortality in randomized trials before being introduced. I guess most of us think that we know what our vaccines are doing. We don't, he now teaches. So I'm sorry for messing that up. Here's a little clip of that video.
The reason this study is important, I think, is illustrated by a study that was done in Guinea-Bissau, Africa, by a man named Dr. Peter Abe. He's one of the lead experts. He's pro-vaccine, and he develops vaccine programs for the third world. He had a DTP vaccine program he'd run 30 years ago in Guinea-Bissau, Africa, and recognized 30 years later, you know what? Only half the children in the country got that vaccine, and the other half didn't. I could do a perfect comparative study between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And when he did that study, the results blew his mind.
This is about vaccines, and I think it's important to recognize that no routine vaccine was tested for overall effect on mortality in randomized trials before being introduced. I guess most of you think that we know what our vaccines are doing. We don't. The program we are talking about at this time, the vaccine program, was introduced sort of in the late 70s after the success with the eradication of smallpox. WHO made sort of the first immunization program for the low-income countries. Well, you comes out here, you had 2.3 times higher mortality if you were DTP vaccinated. And that is the most commonly used vaccine in the world. So the whooping cough vaccine or the pertussis vaccine was associated with twofold higher mortality. You can have a vaccine which is fully protective against a specific disease, but associated with higher mortality. How is that possible?
After looking at this study, it was clear that the vaccine did protect against the diseases they were vaccinated for. The kids didn't die of diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. Only one problem. Once they looked at it, they were dying at 5 times the rate of all of these other issues. So it was clear that though it was protecting against these diseases, it was weakening their immune systems to all sorts of other problems.
Yeah. So this video, this movie is fascinating. The film then turned to Dr. Paul Thomas, who had his license suspended after publishing this study. Let me show you this study. Here, hold on 1 second. This is a PubMed. It's in PubMed. You can find it. So you can find this study on PubMed, relative incident of office visit and cumulative rates of bill diagnosis along the axis of vaccination. And the abstract is, we performed a retrospective analysis spanning 10 years of pediatric practice focused on patients with variable vaccinations born into the practice, presenting a unique opportunity to study the effects. So you got to check that out. If you want to read the study, you can. But here, let me show you this. This kind of gives you an idea of the findings that he found during his study. And this is what the data showed. Dr. Thomas studied 3,300 children and found unvaccinated kids had fewer doctor visits and better health outcomes. So fever was 9 times higher in vaccinated, ear pain 3 times higher, middle ear infection 2 times higher, conjunctivitis 2.5 times higher, eye disorders 1.5 times higher, asthma 5 times higher. I'm pretty sure my son got to vaccine injured because around 2 years old, he started to develop croup. And I didn't go back to the records, but I have a feeling it was around the time he got vaccinated. And he's had lung issues ever since. And so it goes on. You could see like behavioral issues, weight gain, weight eating disorders, ADHD, breathing issues, sinusitis. So he has seen a lot of adverse reactions to his in his study. And so when he published that, he got in trouble. And so I want to play this this trailer for you. I highly recommend that you watch. I've already spent 20 minutes in my show and I haven't even got to the meat potatoes yet. So watch that film at aninconvenientstudy.com. aninconvenientstudy.com.
The health of American children is in crisis.
When we're talking about an autoimmune disease crisis, shouldn't we look closest at the one product designed to alter our immune system for life? There'd be one easy study to rule it out. Compare vaccinated children to unvaccinated children.
As fate would have it, Dell met Marcus Servos.
He agreed to do the study.
This could be one of the most valuable studies in the field.
4.47 times the amount of speech disorders.
Learning issues, developmental delays.
Over 4 times more likely to have an asthma diagnosis.
5.5 times risk. Amongst the unvaccinated group, there were 0.
If this is true, we are systematically making kids sick, very sick.
Only one problem. They're not going to publish it.
They left us with no choice.
I'm going to bring hidden cameras so that no matter what happens at this dinner, I can prove it happened.
What do you think about the study you guys have done?
Well, I think it's a good study.
The way they could do the study better?
Not that, no. I put it out just how it is. It's the right thing to do, but I just don't want to.
Somebody's going to come back and they're going to say the study is flawed.
The unpublished Henry Ford analysis is fundamentally flawed.
Because there's a political agenda to it.
I'm not going to do it. Publishing something like that, might as well retire. I'd be finished.
Sick. It's really sick.
I mean, obviously, like, really emotional.
This is an inconvenient study for the entire vaccine agenda.
Yeah, it's a great film. I hope you guys will consider watching it and finish that article that is... should be on my social medias. If not all, I definitely have it on X. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I have some more stuff that I want to talk about. I don't know how much I'm going to get through today. I have a lot that I hope I do. Okay, here we go. We'll be back right after this. Hey guys, I've been working in the financial sector for a little while, and I used to work for a financial planner as a licensed life insurance agent. If you're serious about protecting your wealth, then I believe owning gold and silver and having that in your portfolio is key. It's time to stop trusting the same people who built the mess. And that's why I trust my gold guy. That's Ira Burkshatz guy. He's not a middleman. He's the owner and he's America first. And he's the real deal when it comes to physical gold and silver. Ira deals only in high quality bullion, no overpriced coins, no high pressure tactics and no gimmicks. With one of the lowest minimums in the business and some of the most competitive rates anywhere, you'll get the real value without the global's nonsense. And so if you're ready to make the switch and protect your wealth with owning some gold and silver, I highly recommend having some in your portfolio. I'm not a big proponent of turning your IRA into a gold IRA, but I definitely believe everyone should have some gold and silver in their portfolio. So if you're ready to do that, go to mygoldguide.com/amber. That's mygoldguide.com/amber. And get some precious metal in your portfolio today.
I'm Abe Hamadeh, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber May's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, this sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows, and you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillows, and they're phenomenal. And right now, there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towel. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber May does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, MyPillow slippers. I live luxury, and I don't have to pay the luxury price because my pillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well. And now we return to the show, already in progress. Hey, folks, welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. Glad you're joining me today. You know, Donald Trump is called a fascist dictator, but he is not doing such a great job at it because this fascist dictator is trying to help people with most favored nation prices with big pharma, and he has created better deals for Americans. Now, if you went back to my show yesterday, I talked to two men who escaped China under the communist revolution. They actually suffered under communism in China. And they were telling us how much that the government controls every aspect of their life. And when they were fighting the Cultural Revolution 60 years ago, the man's father was tortured for 5 years. And as a result, his grandparents, who owned property and were landlords, were the government confiscated those properties, sent them to a very poor mountain city town, and where there was no running water, no electricity, no good medical care, and they had to ration their food. And he got 1 pound of meat a month. That's where socialism, communism goes. That's what dictators do. Dictators take your property, keep it for themselves, make you extremely poor, ration your food. But this dictator is doing something different, and he's trying to make the pharmaceutical drug industry lower their prices for people to save money. So AstraZeneca has now joined Pfizer and agreeing to sell its drugs to state Medicaid programs at most favored nation pricing and deeply discounted rates on TrumpsRx.gov. But what does that mean? Last week, President Trump and Health and Human Services officially announced the forthcoming creation of TrumpRx, a direct-to-consumer website where Americans will be able to buy some of their medication for less. They're also unveiled the first-of-its-kind deal they'd reach with pharmaceutical giant Pfizer on drug pricing for Medicare, a deal we've now secured with AstraZeneca as well. The drug manufacturers have also mentioned selling all of their new drugs at most favored nation prices, though the implications of this are still unclear. How it started in May, Trump signed an executive order delivering most favored nation prescription drug pricing to American patients amid addressing inequities in what the U.S. pays for medical drugs compared to other wealthy countries. Sometimes Americans pay 10 times more than citizens of an economic peer country for the same medication. And most of the time, it's more like 2 to 3 times as much. Trump has framed it as other countries capitalizing on innovation underwritten by Americans, as the U.S. funds a large portion of pharmaceutical research and development. Americans should not be forced to subsidize low-cost prescription drugs and biologics in other developed countries and face overcharges for the same product in the United States, the order reads. So to find out more, go to TrumpRx.gov and to see if he has helped you lower some prices for your prescription drug medication. So I know some of the other shows are doing it too, so I'm sorry if you've seen this already, but President Donald Trump honors Charlie Kirk with America's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, accepted by Erica Kirk on behalf of her husband. I'm sick to death that there are people out there speculating on social media that she truly didn't care about her husband just because they don't see her bawling on front of the TV every day. You don't think she goes home and when she's sleeping at night in her own bed, where Charlie used to sit next to her, sleep next to her, you don't think she starts crying, holding his pillow tight? When she goes into her closet and she sees Charlie Kirk's clothes there, you don't think that bothers her and she doesn't start crying? Just because you don't see it on TV doesn't mean she's not mourning the death of her husband. In grief, you don't cry 24/7. You don't cry 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It comes and goes in waves. And she also has the shock and awe of all of it. 1 minute she had her husband, the next minute he gets murdered. I mean, there's a shock and awe to that as well. So there's process of grief, and it doesn't happen all the time. Like, you're not going to see the tears just flowing down her face. You're not going to see that all the time. But she's fighting it back. You can tell she's fighting it back. It's not easy for her. She'd much rather have her husband. So I'm so disgusted by some people on social media to claim she didn't care about her late husband. So gross. Disgusting.
On September 10th, 2025, at age 30, Charlie Kirk was assassinated while addressing a group of students. The United States honors him as a martyr for truth and freedom.
September. leave her alone, guys. You know what I mean? Like, social media, leave her alone. And what I think is really cool is President Trump signed a proclamation declaring October 14th as National Day of Remembrance for Charlie Kirk. I think that's really cool because Charlie Kirk did a lot for this nation, and he's honored in the ranks of like Martin Luther King. You know, I think that's really cool. So here we go. Watch this video as he signs that declaration declaring it Remembrance of Charlie Kirk Day.
Remember Charlie down on the patio? He could sit there all night long listening to this music.
I could too. I could listen to that music all day. Thank you, Donald Trump, for being such an honorable man. This was kind of cool. Epic. Israel's Dancing with the Stars featured one of the pairs dressed as President Trump and Melania Trump dancing to YMCA. All right. Competition. That was so cool, and that's because of what President Trump did over there, man. What an honor. Now here's something you're not going to see on mainstream media, but people are now starting to wake up and ask the right questions. Democrats are not incentivized for Black Americans to do better. Their ongoing cycle of struggle among Black Americans benefit their political power. But here's what one lady has to say regarding to what President Trump's doing and versus the Democrat Party. Here we go.
I'm always got to be the person to say it, and I don't want to be the person to say it. But Donald Trump has been president for 9 months. 9 months! And I'm seeing videos from Chicago, D.C., where people are like, yo, I feel safe. My kids feel safe. This is the best thing he ever did for us. So what was happening all these years that this shit, like literally I've known DC and Virginia to have this type of shit going my whole life. And I'm in my 40s, okay? Almost touching it. So what was really truly going on if a motherfucker became president 9 months ago and cleared that shit out? Just a flick of the pen. I'm just thinking, like, did y'all really ever care?
She's asking the right question because these areas are controlled by Democrats. But the best way to understand people is to pay attention to their incentive structures. Democrats are not incentivized for Black Americans to do better. If you think about the Democrats' platform, it's about making everybody a victim. If you're Black, the system's racist and it's against you, and we are the people who are going to fix that problem for you. Those Republicans, they're racist. If you're gay, they don't like you because you're gay. If you're a woman, they don't like you because you're a woman. If you're an immigrant, they don't like you because you're an immigrant. And again, back to Black people, the reason you're struggling is because of history, racism, and the system. It's not your decision-making. It's not you making poor decisions. But here's the thing. If they can keep you focused on everything except accountability and your own personal agency, that makes you a perpetual voter for Democrats. Because you will continue to believe that the reason you and your people are not succeeding is because the system is racist and it's against you, and you believe the Democrats are fighting to fix that system, when in reality, the system is not against you. And the biggest reason Black Americans are now struggling is because of Black Americans, our mindsets, our belief systems, the way we go about things. The system is no longer the primary factor. It's us. But again, if Black Americans start taking accountability, making better decisions, and doing better, they will need the Democrats less. Then the Democrats will actually have to be accountable for getting things done. As long as Black people think white people and Republicans are racist, Democrats are like, oh, we got it locked. But if Black Americans start doing better and start catching up with the other races, and they start thinking maybe this place isn't that racist, Democrats have to have a new talking point. They have to do something different to continue to get the Black vote. That's more work, and it's more dangerous for their political power. So again, it actually works in Democrats' favor for Black people to continue to struggle. It doesn't actually help them if they actually fix our problems. So simply put, Democrats are incentivized for Black people to continue to struggle. Also, don't forget, I have a free email newsletter where I give you...
Wow. Smart young man. Smart young man. And along the lines of that, Democrats are blaming Republicans for the shutdown, but the Senate Democrats just blocked the continuing CR another time. So here we go.
Mr. Schumer, no.
So it fails again. And that's the Democrats that have voted no against it, because we don't have enough Republicans in office to pass the CR to keep the government open. And if you're going to go back to that video where he talks about Black people, well, I know it's not just Black people, but for that example, there are Black mothers that require WIC, women, infant, and children, money. And why are the Democrats voting to keep the government shut when there are women and children that could use that money? And just because I played that example, for example, the Black woman, the Black mother. Not trying to be racist. I know that white women get it too. I'm just saying because that of that example. And so they want to say Democrats are helping them. I don't see that that's happening right now. Speaker Mike Johnson blasted Democrats' insane list of demands. Now, I only touched on some of the list on a previous episode, but he goes into more. And as he goes into more of the list, to me, it sounds like money laundering, more money laundering in the pockets of themselves, other elected officials, who knows? But it doesn't sound like it's legit places. It's just a place of when you're cooking the books, putting something down on the line of where the money's going so you don't have to share where it really is going to. That's what it sounds like to me. You decide for yourself.
And they would send $500 million to liberal news outlets by refunding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It would also restore up to $5 billion of American taxpayer funds for wasteful spending for international projects. Here's a couple of examples. This is in their legislation, their counterproposal on the CR to keep the lights open. This is what they want to do. They want to spend $24.6 million of your hard-earned dollars as a taxpayer for climate resilience in Honduras. They want to spend $13.4 million for civic engagement in Zimbabwe. They want to send $3.9 million for LGBTQI plus democracy grants in the Western Balkans. They want to spend $2.9 million of your dollars for desert locust risk reduction in the Horn of Africa. And $2 million for, quote, organizing for feminist democratic principles in Africa. We are not doing that. And they would send $500 million to liberal.
Even if that is legitimately where the money is going, how does the our tax money, how is our tax money benefiting the American people when you're sending everything overseas? It's not. All this stuff in the proposal supposedly is going out of the country. Why is my money going out? Well, I think you guys know why by now, but you know, let's just say hypothetically, if this was really what was going on with our tax money, does it make sense to you that our tax money keeps going overseas for things that have nothing to do with what tax money really goes for? I said this a while ago when this one city was not going to fund a gay pride parade. And I'm not telling you don't have a parade. I'm just saying my tax money isn't best served doing a parade, because a parade has nothing to do with business of the government. Fundraise for yourself, have your parade. I have no problem with that. I have a problem with my tax money being misused for things that aren't supposed to go where my money is being used, on things that aren't government related. And sorry, civic engagement in Zimbabwe has nothing to do with my tax money. My federal tax dollars are supposed to go to securing the homeland first and foremost. And my money with 2.9 for desert locust reduction risk in Africa has nothing to do with homeland security whatsoever. So if you can give Africa $2.9 million, then you're clearly taxing me too much. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to go along the lines of more of this of back and forth. Oh, Republicans are doing it. Oh, Democrats are doing it. We're going to have more of that and a little bit of election integrity coming up right after this. Hey friends, if you're looking for a doctor you can trust, look no further than Dr. Stella, and you can find her at drstellamd.com. Let me show you one of the areas that I love about Dr. Stella. I enjoy supporting the immune system, especially when it comes to cold and flu season. And I love the Kobe Light, the Kobe Sleep, especially if you're having trouble sleep at night. Get that Kobe Sleep. It'll help you so much. So not only are you supporting the immune system, but it also helps you get a good night's sleep. The Kobe Spray, super easy. Kobe Bites. Oh, these are my favorite, the Kobe Bites. She has placed vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. And we all know that that zinc helps support the body's immune system, but zinc needs a delivery system. So that quercetin is the delivery system to drive that zinc in to help your body heal faster and feel better. Also has Kobe vitamins for kids as well. Hey, and if you're looking to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, or you just feel under the weather and need a doctor you can trust, set up a telemed appointment with her. And the best part is when you use my name, Amber or Amber May, at checkout, whether you need your Kobe Bites or a telemed appointment, you will save money at checkout. So don't forget to use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money. So go visit drstellamd.com and then use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money.
Hey, everybody, this is Cash Patel and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Ever thought about having your own podcast? Let me show you how easy it can be. Worried about tech and the mic? I break it down in the course. Think about you thinking that you need some expensive studio? I show you the kind of studio and how easy it is and cost effective it is to start your own podcast today. Starting your own podcast can be overwhelming, and I show you the right steps to launch your show successfully. So join me at Podcast Like a Pro. I'm Amber May with over 20 years of experience in broadcasting and podcasting world. And I could show you how to podcast like a pro because I am a pro. So become a pro just like me by going to theambermayshow.com. Look for the tab Podcast Like a Pro. And what's even better, prices have been slashed. Save over $100 when you use promo code Amber at checkout. I slashed the price and I'm adding a promo code into it. So join now. Now is the best time to be a podcasting pro just like me. So go to theambermayshow.com, hit podcast like a pro with the newer lower prices. And don't forget promo code Amber at checkout. Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of The Amber May Show. I hope you like, share, subscribe, give a thumbs up. And please subscribe, share this post out. If you like the show, please, if you like this episode, please repost. I would really appreciate it. Thank you guys for being here today. Speaker Johnson goes off on Democrats for storming his office last night. So we got to, it's just unbelievable. Storming because they want one of these congresswomen to be sworn in. But he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it on taxpayer funds when they have shut down the government. And they stormed his office. They berated a Capitol Police officer and they screamed at him. This is what Mike Johnson has to say.
Last night, they played some games. They stormed my office. Maybe you saw some of the video online that they themselves shared, or someone did. They berated a Capitol Police officer, screamed at him. He was just merely standing his post. Shows again their disdain for law enforcement, as we see all around the country, the Democrats and everyone in that party screaming, assaulting ICE officers. They did it right here in the Capitol last night. A few members of Congress went into the little foyer of my office and tore down a sign that I had up and just engaged in all sorts of political stunts and antics. They've been doing that every day now, and it shows their desperation. It also shows a very strong contrast between the party that is working for the people and trying to keep the government open and do the right thing, and the party that is engaging in all this nonsense.
Yeah, the lady who's supposed to get sworn in is a relative of late Congressman Grivalda in Southern Arizona. He doesn't have a stunning reputation, if you can catch my drift, here in Arizona. But he's in supposedly in Southern, he's represents Southern Arizona. I guess I'll just leave it at that. So his relative is taking over his seat. And that's all I'll say about that. Trump administration injects $300 million into WIC program amid government shutdown. This is by Just the News. Just the News. This fascist dictator is doing a horrible job being a fascist dictator, because just like my guest yesterday, who came from China under a fascist dictator, a communist dictator, realized that their government didn't do anything for them. It made them more impoverished. It took away their property. They starved. They didn't have good health care. So the Trump administration, this Trump administration is trying during this government shutdown to pay the troops, to provide money for the Women, Infants, and Children's Program. And what are the Democrats doing? Storming the Capitol building instead of opening up the government? Going to Napa Valley instead of opening up the government? Campaigning in Puerto Rico instead of opening up the government? Taking paychecks when their staff is not getting paid, and critical moves to prevent disruption in food assistance for millions of families. The Trump administration this week directed $300 million towards the special supplemental nutrition program for women, infant, and children. So the program could operations during the ongoing government shutdown. WIC supports over 6 million low-income mothers, pregnant individuals, and young children by providing access to essential nutritious items such as fruits, vegetables, low-fat dairy, and infant formula. Now, if any of you guys have ever been parents and ever used formula, you know how expensive that can be. So the government shutdown, which just began before WIC was due to receive its annual funding, left many state and tribal agencies trying to find a way to continue operations, according to the Associated Press. House Speaker Caroline Leavitt announced on X that the administration had found a creative solution by reallocating revenue from tariffs to keep the program operational, and federal funds had begun flowing to several states by Thursday. What are the Democrats doing for you? That's the question. Justice Department removes another senior prosecutor from Eastern District of Virginia. This is coming from yournews.com. Another top prosecutor has been dismissed by the Eastern District of Virginia as the Justice Department continues what officials describe as a sweeping internal overhaul. Maggie Clearly, an attorney from Culper, Virginia, was removed from her post Monday, according to CNN and CBS News. Clearly had been appointed in September by President Donald Trump as the acting U.S. attorney for the Eastern District as he fired Erica Seibert. Clearly previously served as an assistant U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia and had claimed she was framed in connection with January 6th before being placed on administrative leave. Her current status within the Justice Department remains unclear. Following Clearly's brief tenure, Lindsey Halligan was named U.S. Attorney for the District. Halligan, a Trump ally, has been indicted former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James, asserting her direct control over several high-profile cases. A CNN report noted that Clearly Exit follows a string of departures among senior staff as Halligan consolidates authorities and replaces officials seen as hostile to the administration's agenda. Clearly is the latest person exiting the office as the Justice Department political leadership has become bolder and removing people that oppose their decisions, the outlet reported. According to the same report, Halligan had been personally involved in courtroom proceedings as unusual roles for U.S. attorneys while pursuing political charge corruption and fraud indictments against prominent figures. Her leadership marks a sharp departure from the previous administration's Justice Department, which was within Trump's circle, had accused of shielding establishment interests and linking to sympathetic media. Last week, another senior prosecutor, Maya Song, was fired following the removal of top national security prosecutor Michael Ben-Avery. Both have held key roles in cases involving classified information and internal investigations. You can read more about that at yournews.com. So I think this is very important information. Remember, she is the top law enforcement officer of New York. The top law enforcement officer of New York. I've reported on this before, and I was so curious why she wasn't thrown in jail or facing prosecution for harboring a wanted woman. So here's more with Jesse Waters on Letitia James.
If Democrats really want to look at lawfare, look no further than Big Tish. Tish is in some deep-ish. She's under indictment, charged with bank fraud tied to a house she bought in Virginia. She told the bank it was her primary residence, even though she lived in New York. Tish thinks this is her Trump comeback story, though. She's ready to fight, fight, fight.
I know what it feels like to be attacked for just doing your job. I will not bow. I will not break. I will not bend. I will not capitulate. I will not give in. I will not give up.
Please give up. Tish wants to ban lawfare only when she catches a charge. Too late. CNN says she deserves it.
But let's also not whitewash history here. Letitia James did essentially the same thing to Donald Trump. She ran for office explicitly targeting him. She fundraised on that. She brought a lawsuit that ultimately was gutted, not quite entirely dismissed, but mostly reversed by a liberal appeals court in New York State.
Even Michael Cohen says it's a slam dunk.
The documents will speak for themselves, and I'm certain that they have the documents that they need. I believe a first-year law student can actually take these cases to full trial and be successful.
This isn't lawfare. It's fair law. Prosecutors didn't Frankenstein a phony charge to take Tish down. They just followed the code on the books. Now the tables have turned, and it's a competition over who can be the left's biggest martyr. Tish can't blame anybody but herself. Her house is not in order, literally. According to the Times, the person living there is Nakia Thompson, Tish's grandniece, who told a grand jury in June that she'd been living there in the $235,000 three-bedroom property since 2020. The Daily Mail caught her walking out on camera. Primetime did some digging. Nakia's rap sheet is longer than a CVS receipt. It's so big it spans two states. First in North Carolina, according to the state's Department of Adult Correction, Nakia was a very bad girl. 2005, simple assault. 2006, assault against a government official. 2011, another assault against a government official, plus trespassing. Then Nakia had 60 days behind bars and was playing whack-a-mole with cops. But she didn't clean up. She transitioned. She's become an absconder. That means she fled the state to avoid arrest and moved to Virginia, where the Daily Mail caught her on the porch. Nakia even landed a gig working for her great auntie's 2018 campaign for AG. And according to her LinkedIn, her title was seasonal representative. Why would Tish hire someone who smacked a government official? Not once, but twice. Then Nakia got busted again. According to the Virginia court records, in 2019, she pled guilty to grand larceny. 3-year sentence, 2-year probation. copped additional charges for possession of burglary tools. Another 9 traffic-related cases, including speeding, revoked license, safety belts, oops. A year ago, she was charged with 4 traffic misdemeanors in a single day. That's efficient. Did Tish know her grandniece was a career criminal? She was obsessed with Big Bad Orange Man. Meanwhile, a wanted woman was hiding under her roof rent-free. Democrats say no one's above the law, but when it's their own, the law is optional. And in Tish's case, so is paying rent.
Yep. And she's the chief law enforcement officer of the state. Don't you just love it when the chief law enforcement of the state commits crimes? Well, here's another thing. The Minnesota Director of Elections admitted that illegal aliens can vote if they get a driver's license. And I also have it being signed by Tim Walz. So check out this video about election interference, why they love illegals. Why the Democrats love illegals so much? All you have to do is give them a driver's license.
The answer to my question is yes. Under that scenario, someone could, they get their driver's license, again, because we give them to anybody here. They register to vote. It doesn't match with the Social Security number, so they're flagged. But they come in as long as they have an ID, which is that driver's license, and they sign that they're, you know, eligible to vote. They can vote. And they're then no longer flagged. They're on the system. Is that correct?
Mr. Linnell.
Madam Chair, if I could add the, and maybe stepping back from those that are flagged as CID on the roster, for anyone that's presenting documentation to register to vote, that is affirmation of their identity. The driver's license has not been used as proof of citizenship for the purposes of registering to vote. It's affirming that they are who they say they are. So right. In any of these cases where someone were to cast a ballot if they were ineligible to vote, there are also reports that are generated post-election for voters that are challenged that counties will run to show status of voters that had been updated due to the fact that they've now cast a ballot that can be reviewed and referred to the county attorney.
Okay, so the answer is yes to my question.
Don't you love how they answer without answering? Oh, but then Tim Walz signs the driver's license law license for all, allowing illegal aliens to obtain free government-issued ID. Really? Not Tim Walz, who is going to be trying to be vice president of the United States. Wow.
Done.
A packed room at the St. Paul Armory erupted after the governor's signature made driver's license for all the law of the land.
So we give driver's licenses to anyone here. You don't have to be a citizen. You don't have to, which is a photo ID. So if someone comes in, they register, they have the driver's license, but they have an incorrect social or no social or whatever. So then they become incomplete. But if they walk in to vote with their driver's license, does that make them all of a sudden now okay?
Mr. Linnell.
Madam Chair, so the designation on the roster for someone who's registered.
We already saw that. The answer is yes. The answer is yes. Just get them a driver's license. California, the 2 Chinese men I interviewed yesterday are trying to fight to keep California from not falling into communist hands, but it's almost completely communism. And there's so much gerrymandering around elections. And those 2 gentlemen are trying to fight the gerrymandering with the redistricting. And the LA County Board of Supervisors just enacted a state of emergency. So let's check out what the County Board of Supervisors did as a state of emergency. And this is coming from Fox. Or not Fox, ABC7.
News now, LA County has declared a state of emergency over the immigration raids. The Board of Supervisors voted today. Board members say the raids are preventing people from going to work and forcing some businesses to close. The emergency allows the board to look at enacting an eviction moratorium and other protections for people impacted by the raids. And this news just coming into our newsroom will, of course, continue to follow it. Breaking news now.
LA okay, so in other words, what Wall Street Apes is saying that there is an evacuation moratorium for illegals expand access to existing $30 million in funds for emergency rent relief programs for illegal tenants, emergency rent payments for illegals. Application will be available via online portal launching within 2 months. No need to disclose immigration status to qualify. Allow redirection of state funds to pay for legal assistance for illegal detainees. Support small businesses forced to close by addressing labor shortages from fear-driven absenteeism. Direct taxpayer funds sent to businesses who owned by illegals or hire illegals, and temporary waivers on fees for essential services such as utilities and healthcare. And that is what's being reported by Wall Street at Apes. All right, I had more to talk about today, but I just ran out of time. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Please, again, like, share, subscribe, repost. I'm here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern right here on Rumble and 2 p.m. Eastern right here on Rumble. So join me there. So tomorrow, join me at 2 p.m. Eastern right here at Rumble for the Amber May Show. Take care, friends. Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show.